Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Just say one.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. I want to invite you to the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple, and First Lady Mrs. Spencer, and to all of the ADM family. Good evening. Good evening to our international partners on today. Good evening to our USA partners and all of our local partners. Good evening, good evening, and good evening. So this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and mud of over to thee. And as we come before the throne of God, giving him the thanks because it was him that touched us with his finger of love, woke us up this morning, carried us throughout the day, closed in our eyes, and the activity of our life gave us. So as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is joined and fit me into place on today. Good evening, Mother Jack. God bless you.
Bless you, Pastor Smith, on this blessed Wednesday afternoon. First of all, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's truly the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. And I give honor to Letitia, First Lady Letitia Spencer, and to Apostle Temple Spencer, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry, and I lift every mother up that's on the motherboard. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you once more. Come to you boldly, to the throne of thanksgiving, just to thank you, God, just for another day. For the rest of this day, God, we thank you, God, how you breathe on us this morning, God, and continue to hold us in your palm of your hand until now, God. So we say thank you for all things, God. Lord, we lift up every minister once more in the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, let them stay up on the wall without coming down. Let them cry out like never before in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our youth once more, God, in the name of Jesus. God, let us constantly lift our youth up, God. May you shield and protect them in the name of Jesus, God, in our coming and our going, God. In the name of Jesus, even in the schoolhouse, God. In the name of Jesus, God, keep your hands upon them in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for all things this day, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up Stick and Shelly in once more, God. Oh, God, by your stripes, they are healed in the name of Jesus, God. Touch and deliver and set the captive free in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We lift up our family members today, God. We realize, God, all of our family members not saved and healed, but we constantly lift them up, God, to you. And to where you can draw and save, deliver, and set them free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you even for the traveling mercy, God, to and for. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. We lift up every vessel that it is today, God. Oh, God, we ask that you touch in a mighty way today in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to push, God. It'll go shape, push like never before. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out your name today, God, like never before. God, yes, Lord, we need you. We need you more and more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our heads to the hill, which coming our help, God, realizing all our help coming from you. In the name of Jesus, God, so we ask you today, God, have your divine way. Have your divine way, God. Move us out the way, God. And you come in mightily out of us. Say, hey, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your angels that you have stretched all around us, God, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. In the name of Jesus. God, we realize, God, it could have been us in a fire, God. It could have been us out of us, God, when somebody kicked the door in. But since it wasn't, God, we give you the glory, God. We thank you, God, because we know you're truly saved, keeping us shielded and protected in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, today that you touch every internet, God. Once more, telephone, laptops in the name of Jesus, God. Touch, deliver, and set the captive free, God. Whatever that needs, sir, God, I pray, God. If it's your will, God, okay. Make a way out of the way for them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Keep a shout over their heads, God. Food on their table, God. Heat and light in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you today. We just say thank you. Just say thank you. That's all we have to say, God. Oh, the thank you means a whole lot in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. How you just shield and protect us, God. Continue, God, to keep us in your perfect will, God. It don't matter, both. Say, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Echo, Boshe, that's praising the Lord all the day long, God. Let us have a praise upon our lips continually, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In a harmony in our hearts, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We cry out like never before, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, anyhow, God. No matter what the circumstances is, God, let us continue to praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. These things we ask you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Hey, glory be to God.
Amen, amen. Yes. Father God, we thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Stir up, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory, hallelujah. Only you, Lord, can fix it, Lord God. So we thank you for that prayer by our mother on this evening, Lord God. So, Holy Spirit of the living God, come in and rule and super rule. Take over every circumstance and situation on this evening, Lord God. Give us, Lord God, a word, Father God, that takes us higher in you.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of,
in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Right now.
Yes, Lord.
You take full control of our thoughts.
Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Our mind.
Oh, yes,
our
Lord.
Heart. You take
control. Lord. In the
Lord
name
God.
Of Jesus. Yes, hey, yes, Lord Jesus.
In Jesus
yes,
Christ.
Lord.
So, God, we thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Lord
you
Jesus.
On today, for
yes,
what you're
Lord.
Doing, what you're going to do, and for what
yes,
you have
Lord.
Done. Holy Spirit of the living God.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
We're going to move on and let you have your way.
Amen.
As the word of God get ready to come to
yes,
our
Lord
own
Jesus.
Mother. Tell them walk right now. In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Mother
yes,
Walker,
Lord.
God bless you. Good evening. And you take the wheel.
Amen.
Yes. Good evening. Good evening, Pastor Smith. Good evening, Mother Jackson. Just a pleasure to be with you one more time.
Yes.
I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give honor to my pastor, Apostle Temple Spencer.
Yes.
Queen of the House, Lakeisha
yes.
Spencer, to you, mm-hmm. Pastor James Smith, to Pastor Bobby Lex Smith, to all mm-hmm. of the ministers, the leaders, the mothers, youth, everybody that it takes to make up ADM ministry. I greet you with peace and love. And to all other listeners under the sign of my voice, I give a shout out. The evangelist Jeanette Freeman, Peachtree High Rise. I give a shout out to everybody all over the world, the United States, locally, that's listening. I greet you with peace and love, and I say to everyone, Merry, Merry Christmas. Well, we got, what, 12 days until we'll be in 2019. So that's what we're going to talk about, that we got 12 days to pick up, clean up. And I got news. I wrote my letter of separation today. And when I finish, I hope that you start writing in the next few days your letter of separation. And we want to go, let's clean out the old. Let's go to a new chapter of our life. We're going to be catching a flight, and the flight number is 2019. But before that, we got to clean out 2018. There are some things that we probably need to dismiss out of our lives. We have to take inventory. We've been talking about a lot of different things all of the year, about peace. We got information and revelation, and we gain knowledge from it. And in 2019, if we do everything that I'm going to talk about, we will have the manifestation. 2019, they say nine is the number of fruits. It's also a great movement of God, and that entails a lot of things. All of the things that we've been praying for, all of the things that we've been hoping for can and will come to fruition. But we got a charge to keep. We got to make sure we are the righteousness of God. Amen. So, Mother OG, what do we need to get rid of to be able to get on this flight? Well, set your suitcases down. Let me look through your luggage. Have you gotten rid of anger, doubt, fear, unforgiveness, idle chatter, intimidation? Are you intimidated by other people thinking that you're not as good as they are or you can't do as well as they do? But you have to remember, all of us have different gifts. But if we put them together, they all work the good for the good of the, all of us that's been called according to his purpose. Attitudes, that can't go on the flight. Hearsay, anxiety, faithless. I didn't say faithfulness, I said faithless. That means when you don't have no faith, you talk the talk, but you don't do the walk. Just as soon as the wind blow, hey, you call it, hey, help, I'm going down. Are you complaining, jealousy, envy? Don't you know the tears that we cried in 2018 were just seeds that we watered to be able to go into 2019? So I'm going to share a few scriptures to help you get on this flight. And the first one will be coming out of Philippians 4:13-14. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So when you do this, fear ought to leave. When you do this, anger ought to leave. When you do this, forgiveness ought to leave. Gossip, idle chatter, envy, all of that. We must stay, and you should stay, and you ought to stay in the Word of God. Understand it to the best of your ability. You know, I thank God for the fast and the concentration. I was concentrated myself all day today, because I wanted to make sure that my wisdom chat got over to you real well. Because we quote scriptures and we say these things, but when the wind blow, are we like the three little pigs? When the wood out of paper, worn out of wood, and when the wind blow, it broke down. But we want our house built out of brick, where it can withstand anything. When the wind blow, we may waver, oh, but we won't fall, because God is right there to catch us. And the next scripture I'm going to prove to you that you need all of this to be able to get on this flight coming out of Isaiah 55, beginning at the 10th verse. He said, my word is like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting and food to eat. So also will the word that I speak. It will not fall. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I sent it to do. That means your prayers, your righteous prayers, after righteous prayers prevaileth much. That means if it was a righteous prayer, if you stayed with forgiveness in your heart, with the love for your fellow man in your heart, then you have nothing to worry about. God has his time and his season to answer your prayer. That's where the fruits of the Spirit kick in. You work on your patience little by little, long-suffering, keep your joy, keep the peace, and by all means, keep the love of God in your heart. If you have the love of God in your heart, then you don't have a problem loving your fellow man. We didn't say if they didn't talk about you. We didn't say if they didn't do idle chatter behind your back. It's a love unconditionally, like Christ loved us. When he went to that cross and hung his head and died, he took all of our sins, all of our misgivings. No matter how we mess up, we can always come to him with godly repentance. Now, sometimes we say, well, I did something a second time or third time. God is a forgiving God. He set the example. This is why he inspired men to write the Bible, to inspire us, to give us. We always quoting the 23rd Psalm, for the Lord is my shepherd. But when you can't pay a bill, you tearing your hair out. My prayer for myself and for everybody under the sound of my voice, especially my sisters and brothers at ADM, who I love so dearly, who I'm everybody's mother, and I love it, is that Amen. We learn how to be good managers of our finance, take better care of our health, try starting in 2019, eating right, lay that pack of potato chips down, buy you two cases of water, drink water instead of the Pepsis and the Coca-Colas, because they're certainly not good for your health. I myself have to have discipline with Popeye's chicken and an apple pie. So I practice that for Christmas Day I will treat myself with some Popeye's chicken and an apple pie. But then I plan on it for the next 2 months. I won't eat any. The $5 that I would take and spend for Popeye's chicken, I'm going to start putting it in a jar and see how it adds up at the end of the year. People, men, women of God, let us keep the main thing the main thing. If we know that we got bills due, we know we got rent due, let us prepare for that. Let us put ourselves on a budget. You know, that's all a part of holiness, is using wisdom. If you don't have it, ask God for it. Sometimes we go to man before we go to God. But if you just think of his goodness to you, everything will be all right. Minutes go slowly, but years go quickly. Embrace what God has for you. When you go on the fast and the concentration, lean in and listen. Every opportunity has a shelf life. So you, whatever time that we have left, because we know not the day, the time or the hour, let's seize it before it expires. Let's get rid of all doubt, all fear. We learn about the mental law. That's the part of the brain that's fear. We learn about the diabolical schemes of the enemy. He will bring those diabolical thoughts. Sometimes you run into people with diabolical schemes. But with all that I'm saying, with all that the word of God that I'm giving to you, this should soak in. And we're going to come from Isaiah 43:18, and this will be my last scripture. Forget the 18th verse, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Am I making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland? So that lets you know we have nothing to worry about. Those of us who God have elevated us to a high level, take it lightly. All of these things, we must look in the mirror. Not look at your fellow man, but look at yourself and say, Lord, what lack I yet? I do not want to carry any of this baggage into 2019, because I want to be on that flight. I want to be that all God that wants me to be. Now, we almost to the airport. We're getting ready to board the plane. So have you looked over your itinerary? Have you cleaned out the old? Let me look around and see, who do I see? I see Minister Monica pulling up in the limousine to take us to the airport. I look around and I see, all of my leaders, Minister Tay, Minister Harris, Minister Shanita Ponton, Pastor-elect Smith, Minister OG / Mother. Mothers, yes, there come Mother Jackson, Mother Weaver, Mother Juanita. Boy, they getting it. I see Mother Bernice pulling up the rear. I look around. I see all the youth. I see the praise team. I see all the ADM. Well, we are ready to board this plane. Are you ready? Are you ready to rock and roll for Jesus? Are you ready to climb aboard? Are you ready to get in your seat and put on your seat belt? But wait, we already see our leaders of the house waiting. They are smiling, greeting us, feeling wonderful because we have adhered all of the teachings with the information, revelation, and now we're on our way to the manifestation. I see Apostle Temple Spencer. I see First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. Look, I see Reverend James Smith. And behind him, I see Barbara Lex Smith. These are the pastors of the house singing, I'm so glad I'm here. We on our way. And just before I close, let me say to you, success means having the courage, the determination, and the will to become the person you were meant to be. Now, if we read it, the shift in the Lord, 1,000 years, we said, but I've been waiting a long time, but 1,000 years to God is just like one day. So let the plane is beginning to take off, and we're singing praises unto him. I hear brothers say, singing, I won't complain. I could, but I won't. So we're on our way. And you say, but Mother OG, you haven't told us what we're on our way to. We are on our way to greatness in God. We are on our way to the manifestation of all our righteous prayers, all of the things that we've been taught in 2018. We won't complain. We won't have any fear. We won't do out of chatter. We won't gossip. We won't get bent out of shape when our names are not called or when people talk behind our backs, because we on our way to greatness, and the plane is taking off. Hallelujah. Praise God, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, Mother OG,
yes.
I hope y'all caught it. Amen. Nothing long, nothing drawn out, nothing fancy. Just taking you back to the basics to let you know that 2019 is upon us. And do you have your house cleaned up and cleaned out? so that you will receive the new that God has for you, you and you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, Mother. We thank you.
Amen.
Give us something to think about. Amen. This evening, amen. Praise God. And you know how you be when you anticipate something good, something exciting. Amen. You just can't sit down, but you're all excited, and your zeal is all crunk up. Oh, glory, hallelujah. On today, make sure that your bags, your house, and everything pertaining to you, pertaining to God, is cleaned up on today.
Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? On our way home.
Yeah.
Fix it, Jesus, fix it, like you said you would. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Oh, glory, hallelujah. So get your minds in the right perspective. Place it where it needs to be in Christ Jesus. And all of that information and revelation that you have received throughout 2018, praise God, put it to work for you in the new season that is upon us on today. Amen. Isn't God good? Somebody ought to just tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can we press in just one more time
for the Holy Ghost. Oh, bless
you,
Holy Name.
Thank you, Jesus.
What a mighty
thank
God.
You, Lord.
What a
thank
mighty
you,
God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
we
you.
Serve on today. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so let's get crunk. Amen.
Yes.
Let's seek those things which are above, praise God, in happiness and in joy. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord, praise God, we know that it is our strength on today.
Amen.
So everything that the mother just shared, take it to heart. Take it in sincerity, praise God. And put a press on it. Because you know why? God has value for each and every one of us on today. And he has something new for each and every one of us. Praise God. And I don't know about you, but I want mine. And I want to see his face on today. Amen. Well,
amen.
Make it the contact
tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we will come and praise God all over. Amen.
Amen.
And we can praise him for who he is. And tell somebody of the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ on today. And tell them that God loves you and so do I. Until then, you have a God-blessed day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Show me your face. I want to see. I want to see your glory, and I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see. I want to see your glory, and I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh.
I'm not satisfied with where